talked about. So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
Hey, fellas, knock off all that high society crap and play some of this.
One, two, three, four.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy.
Four, five, six.
V.I.G.
Hey, Joe, you're going to want to hear this, man. You're dying to hear this. I'm changing my name to Bob Toe. So what do you think about that? Because change it to a Caucasian name, because I'm thinking, yeah, because I'm thinking about changing my name to Bob Toe.
The one called Smelly Hippie is right.
And now,
AM radio is a viable and modern source for news and entertainment.
Totally.
Oh. I used to be number one in this town, but people don't listen to AM like they used to. Seems like it's more about FM and color TV.
That's stupid.
It sure is, Kevin.
Our feature presentation.
Why does his name have to be Kevin?
It's always Kevin, isn't it?
It is. It's a bummer.
Yeah, I get it.
It's a bad name.
I don't think it's a bad name. It's just bad characters.
Bad people. All bad people have a good name?
Yes. Yes.
See, okay, great.
Happy.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday, April 18th. I'd like to start off today's show with a very, very fine story.
A very fine story?
A very, very good story, yes.
Okay.
Jilted woman cut off her lover's penis with a sickle.
Oh. A sickle?
That went south so fast!
Like a knife is bad enough, but this is a sickle?
A sickle. Yeah. Before fleeing with it.
The sickle.
Yes. Down the street after he told her he was marrying someone else.
Well.
So he had it coming?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Some would say. He kept quiet about what happened at his girlfriend's home. This is in India, by the way.
Okay.
A cop said he told doctors when he got to the hospital that he did it to himself.
Aww.
Now, why?
Fragile male ego. I don't want to tell the doctor that my lady friend cut off my wee with a sickle.
The unnamed couple have been going out for about 4 years.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The police said it was a case of attempted murder and being registered against a 20-year-old girl who they actually did end up finding, who was a neighbor of the victim. So she was his neighbor, and she was dating him for 4 years.
Okay.
And she cut off his penis.
Right.
Because he wouldn't leave his wife.
Wait. Kevin, I need you to tell this story better. You said...
I'm telling it this way on purpose.
Wait, but you said...
Girl cuts off his penis.
Because he was going to marry someone else, you said.
Because she was going to marry someone else. He was already married, and he was a neighbor.
Wait. Because, wait.
She was his neighbor.
No, neighbor doesn't even matter, Kevin. Hold on. They dated for 4 years.
Right.
And then he was going to marry someone else, you said. So she cut off his penis. But now you're saying he's already married?
That he had already been married to other people, yes.
Okay, it's like multiple people.
Yes. In India, by the way, it's also the land of the arranged marriage as well. So that throws a wrench into things.
So was
Let's
she?
Let's focus on sickle.
Was she marrying someone else?
The boy's marriage was fixed as he was. Okay, let me start again. She was supposed to marry somebody. He was supposed to marry somebody.
Okay.
He married somebody. Mm-hmm. They're neighbors. She couldn't handle it. She cut off his penis with a sickle.
Okay, so she wasn't going to marry anyone.
Right. And then, well, she wanted to marry him, but he was already married.
Okay.
And when he's already married and you want to marry him, you cut off his penis.
Right.
So the way she did it was she lured him into a three-way with his wife.
This is...
So wife.
Okay.
Husband.
Uh-huh.
Neighbor.
Okay.
Let's all have sex.
Right.
The guy said, all right, I'm
in. Sure.
But you need to put on a blindfold. By the way, blindfold...
Wait, what? Never.
That's what she said.
Never.
If they ask you to put on a blindfold, don't put on a blindfold.
No.
Because then she can bring out a sickle.
Sure.
And you won't see it.
Yeah.
So apparently she was unhappy that the marriage was arranged.
Okay.
And that he had married somebody else and that her marriage was starting to be arranged and she wanted him. So she, I guess it was a, if I can't have you, no one can.
Right.
Well, why chop off the penis with a sickle?
Well.
Do you not have a knife? Do you not have an?
Yeah, you would think a knife would do the job, but maybe a sickle. That's just, that's so aggressive.
She was
so
right?
angry.
She was. No. It says here the girl invited the victim to her residence with his wife and cut off his private part using a reaping hook.
I hate this story so much. So the wife was there witnessing this all, or did she have a blindfold as well?
The wife, okay. Okay. The wife wasn't there.
Kevin! You're making this up.
I'm not.
As you go.
I'm not. I'm just
she
telling you.
She invited him over with the wife for a three-way.
Right. That's what he thought. The wife was there, and the girl, the next door neighbor, put the blindfold
Kevin,
on.
Kevin, is there a sickle or a penis in this story?
Yes.
Are
both.
You sure?
Unfortunately, both. And when he went to the hospital, he told him he did it.
Okay. Well, then that makes sense why he did that, because he didn't want his wife to find out that he was having an affair with the neighbor.
Right.
And she cut off his penis.
But this is what confused you. His wife wasn't there, but neighbor said his wife was there and was getting ready for a three-way. They were all ready to go. So he comes in and she's like, oh, first we need to blindfold you.
Neighbors? Why are neighbors so aware of Kevin, I hate
what?
The story.
How are neighbors what?
Aware of the three-way. You said neighbors saw.
The girl that cut off his penis with a sickle is his neighbor.
I know.
Okay.
Just do the story about the guy that robbed the bank.
There was a guy that robbed a bank one time. And he did it so that he could go to jail because he didn't want to spend any more time with his ex-wife. All right, let me see if I can summarize better.
Please.
Okay. Neighbor. Having sex 4 years.
Okay.
Guy, married. Arranged marriage. He wasn't happy. He was saying he was going to leave, blah, 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 blah. She invites him over to her house. He thinks that she also invited his wife over to her house so that they're going to have a three-way. So she puts a blindfold on him and she cuts off his penis with a sickle.
What? That's crazy.
You weren't even listening that time.
Because
and that was the best I told. That was the best way I...
So I need you later to go back and listen to this and see if you followed
the story that I just told that
Chip,
you weren't listening to.
Chip. No, the recap was great, Kevin.
Okay.
The other 7.5 minutes.
Okay, maybe.
Chip, did you follow any of it?
Okay, maybe.
Ralph, help me out. Help me.
All right.
This is the longest moment with Kevin ever.
There's a neighbor.
We're not going to have time to play this when we have to replay this every day for the rest of our lives.
I thought I was going crazy. Like,
no,
am I not paying attention?
Allie, you poor girl.
Oh, thank you, Ralph.
It was nuts.
There's a neighbor. Okay? Are we all on board there? Okay.
Oh, my God.
She's having sex with her neighbor.
Right.
Yes, good.
Right.
He's married.
Right.
Okay.
They've been having a relationship for 4 years.
So he didn't tell her he was going to marry someone else like you said at the beginning of the story.
Is that what I said?
Yes! Absolutely.
He
said
was
the girl
married.
Cut off his penis because he told her he was going to marry someone else.
Oh.
It's exactly what you said at the beginning.
He was married to someone else.
Very different.
Okay.
I swear to God. I want to go home.
So then neighbor invites him over for a supposed three-way with wife. Wife not there. Blindfold, sickle, penis.
Right.
Keep doing what you're doing.
So I messed up just all, he was going to marry someone else. That's where I messed up?
No, because then you also said she announced, she told him she was going to marry someone else.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
It was part of the problem.
Yeah. And then the neighbors knew about the three-way.
Right.
So they were
the
all watching.
Knew about the three-way.
No.
Other neighbors got involved.
No, I wasn't even talking about other neighbors.
Well, you said, the neighbors knew about the three-way.
Right.
Well,
thank God you're here.
Neighbor, man.
And you also said the penis was going to have during a three-way with the wife before you told us there was no three-way.
During what he thought was a three-way.
Very different.
Okay.
Very different than it was cut off during a three-way with the wife.
Neighbor, husband, wife. Three-way, neighbor's house, he thinks. Blindfold, sickle, penis. Boom.
So tired of your Mad Libs world. I say we just all walk.
We all walk?
All today.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show.
Not.
Kevin, what are you doing?
Right?
Right, Bean?
Right? We're going to need to go through the story later on.
We're
going to need to try it again.
Oh,
I feel like we need a whole Venn diagram. We need to do the whole thing over.
My God,
so we're gonna
what
do
just
that.
Happened?
We're going to do that in the 7 o'clock hour.
Kevin, I need you to listen to this later.
Let's do it later.
We're really, really focused.
And see where I went south?
Yes.
Neighbor, husband,
no,
wife,
stop
three-way,
doing that.
Sickle, penis.
And stop doing
boom.
It. No.
There's no boom.
There is a boom.
Never a boom.
Of course there's a boom.
No boom.
You know crazy man Alex Jones?
Yeah.
Who believes in every conspiracy theory ever?
Yeah, the frogs make you gay.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a character. He's just playing a character.
What?
If I understand this story correctly, he's involved in a child custody suit.
Oh, because his wife cut off his penis with a sickle?
Nope, that's a different story altogether. Oh. But he has said, oh, no, I don't believe all of that stuff. That's just a character that I portray on the radio, on TV.
Well,
we've often had that conversation.
He can't believe what he's saying.
Is it possible that he could believe anything he says? And I don't know. I would doubt it anyway, but we'll see. There's also a show in Holland that we talked about yesterday. We're going to find out more about called Fat or Pregnant. That's happening.
It's awful.
Disastrous Weddings. Omar DJ'd a wedding where there was a full-on brawl, a fight.
Oh, no.
He said it was unbelievable. I don't know that it was because of the song he played.
Okay.
Yeah. And comedian Doug Benson will join us as well a little bit later on today. And then we're going to go through this other story. And we're going to make it right. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the show, Ms. B. Dunn. So there's a guy.
Nope.
You are done. You have abused that privilege.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:54 and time for our first look at the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
And the words just come out and you think that they're all working. You think that all is good, what you're doing.
I did. I felt
in
like
the
that.
Moment.
In the moment, I did feel like I was telling a pretty good story. Are you saying otherwise?
There's got to be some syndrome at work. There needs to be something happening.
Didn't you diagnose me one time? Didn't you say you're going to hug me when I tell you this? And you gave me the name of something that described me perfectly. And I don't remember what it was.
I don't either.
I wish we did.
I'll have to go back to research.
I think Todd sums it up best on Twitter.
Good old Todd say?
Listening to that story felt like Kevin ripped out my brain and punched it repeatedly. I'm so lost. Agreed, Todd.
There must be some syndrome or phenomenon where you are incapable to monitor what you're doing or saying while you're doing or saying it.
Right.
Most people, while we're talking, are also have a part of our brain that is monitoring what we're saying.
Like, that can't be right.
So you'll catch yourself when something throws up a red flag. You go, oh, I didn't say that correctly, whatever. And you'll correct yourself and then move on.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Yeah, maybe that's the problem.
Well said, Kevin.
All right, let's talk about show business news. Don't you hate it when moms, mommy shame other mothers for the way they raise their kids?
Yes.
Unless you're putting your kid in real, genuine danger, just back the F off and let people raise their kids.
Yeah.
Unless it's something that's truly dangerous.
People are stressed enough. They've got everything that they're dealing with. Don't shame moms.
It's a very difficult job across the board, and most people do their best. And I could see if somebody's slapping their kid around or if they're putting them in real harm's way or in danger, then step in. But Kelly Clarkson is the latest celebrity mom who's been shamed online for doing the heinous act of telling people that she gives her daughter, River, a taste of Nutella now and then.
Oh, my God. She lets her child away.
Lets her kid eat Nutella. She says the two-year-old loves the hazelnut chocolate spread. It even does a little chocolate dance, they call it, to celebrate when she gets some. Well, followers have come out of the woodwork on social media.
Really? I mean, this is what they're going to...
My favorite one, calling it... Anyone? Anyone know what's going on?
It's got to be child abuse.
Child abuse!
That's insanity.
Child abuse.
That's insanity.
Kelly Clarkson responded to the woman by saying, "It's Nutella, not rat poison." Which is true.
That's
and it's
crazy.
Delicious, by the way.
Yes, it is. It's very good.
Yummy.
I love her.
Ask Kevin. He just eats it with
Nutella.
A spatula, I'm sure, just sitting cross-legged on the floor somewhere.
Dance right now. Look at him go.
He reads himself that story from India, just eating just giant ladles full of Nutella.
Did you guys see the sad picture of me sitting in a corner eating ice cream at Coachella?
Sure did.
Yep.
By myself. Yeah, that was good.
Is it possible Charlie Sheen is broke?
I mean, look, you can spend money like crazy, but I can't imagine he went through it all.
RadarOnline.com reporting. Charlie Sheen is on the brink of financial ruin.
No way.
He's blown through all of his millions and can't find work.
What did he make for that series that went on after he went crazy? Remember, he went to another
Anger Management.
Yeah.
He went to FX with Anger Management.
For like 100 episodes or something, and he got paid huge.
Did them a minimum deal. I think if the first, somewhere in the first season, if they reached a certain number in the ratings, there was a guarantee that they would produce 100 episodes of that show.
And it was a huge amount of money.
Yeah.
Wow. Oof.
Rumor has it he's so strapped that he's now looking to sell his 1927 World Series ring that belonged to Babe Ruth. He's a big baseball fan. He's got a lot of collectibles. That, apparently, according to this story, says it could go for up to $1 million at auction.
Oops.
So.
Mm. Buy a lot of hookers.
How's his health? Anybody know? Is he all right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I haven't heard a report lately. And, you know, everyone laughed. Everyone mocked. Ha ha, hee hee, ho ho. When I mentioned on Monday that I tuned in to watch a little of Stayin' Alive, the Grammy salute to the music of the Bee Gees.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, isn't that funny? Ha, ha, ha.
Did we?
We didn't.
You mocked. Did we? You sneered. You looked down your nose at me like a child eating Nutella. Well, you'll be happy to know, Variety reports, the CBS show was the number one rated program, picking up 10.3 million viewers in the coveted 18 to 49 age group demographic. Over 10 million viewers watching Pentatonix sing with a live orchestra behind them.
You think they loved Pentatonix as much as you?
I doubt it. No one could. Freaking Pentatonix. Today's celebrity birthdays. James Woods is 70 years old today. He's nuts, right? He's crazy.
Yeah, straight crazy.
He's very vocal.
Rick Moranis. We love Rick Moranis. Wish he'd work more. 64 years old today. Ventriloquist Jeff Dunham. Don't get me started on this guy.
Yeah, you love ventriloquism.
He's the puppet dude?
Yeah.
He's the puppet dude.
By ventriloquist.
Ventriloquist should have been the giveaway.
Puppet dude.
They usually work with puppets. If they don't, and they're just muttering to themselves, pushing a shopping cart, they're homeless with crazy
it's
people.
Catching.
And they're not ventriloquists.
Nope.
Okay.
But he's got like, look at me. I'm a terrorist. And people throw money at him. He's like one of the richest guys in Vegas. This is my puppet.
That was his puppet.
I know, but I was looking at that, not at Ralph.
Yeah, look at this. Look at this. This is a puppet for you.
I don't know.
Maria Bello is 50 years old today. I love me some Maria Bello. David Tennant, probably still best known as Doctor Who, but also from Broadchurch, 46 years old today. Melissa Joan Hart is 41. Kourtney Kardashian is 38. America Ferrera is 33. Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, 30 years old today. Actress Britt Robertson is 27. Chloe Bennett is 25. Where's some bells? Give me some bells here. And this is for you, Allie.
Mm-hmm.
TV talk show host Conan O'Brien.
Conan.
Celebrates his 54th birthday today.
54?
You heard me.
Fantastic.
Why?
He looks great.
Why is that so good?
Keep it up, Freckly Ginger.
He's not. He never even looked good at 34.
Oh, he's looked good his whole life.
Oh, my God.
I love
Lord.
Him so much.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Oh. Right. We get it.
What was that, Allie?
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show as me.
Later on this morning, we have comedian Doug Benson, and we also have Ask a Stoner. He's going to take questions from listeners. Ask a Stoner.
I mean, could you get a better one?
Right? So that's coming up a little bit later on this morning. Ralph, yesterday during the showbiz, brought us a story of a Holland TV show.
Yeah.
It's called Bring Your Bathing Suit, and it's a celebrity game show, mm-hmm. and they try to have people guess about, and this particular one that got the headlines is fat or pregnant.
So
a woman walks out in front of them, and then they have to say, I think she's fat because, or I think she's pregnant because.
Okay.
And that seems to not be sitting well with people.
No, people are not pleased with this.
Right. They also did fake breasts or real breasts.
Okay.
They did Chinese or Japanese.
I mean, right? seem like bad ideas.
They just seem like bad ideas from the very, very beginning.
Uh-huh.
So we actually have the Bring Your Bathing Suit producer. I believe his name is Jan van Balen. Is that right? Jan van Balen.
Yes, Jan van Balen.
Okay, good. Your show is really making some news these days.
I know, it's crazy how people are responding to this.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting so upset. It's simply entertainment for the game shows.
But it's fat or pregnant. I mean, can you
see? Right. Doesn't that make you laugh just saying it?
No.
But see, look, he's a woman, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And here she walks out on the stage.
Right. Mm-hmm. We get.
And she looks large.
Right.
Okay. She's swollen about the midsection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you must say, oh, there's two possibilities here. One, she's just fat.
Well, we understand.
Oh, wait a minute, wait.
Okay.
Oh, another option is she's pregnant.
Yeah, we get the premise of the show. We just don't understand why it would ever come to a show instead, like a pilot even. Why would you do this?
I don't think you understand. You have to guess whether the woman is fat or she's with child.
Yeah, we get it.
Right, we understand that concept.
How's that not awesome?
Well, I mean, and maybe playing it, you know, at a table with your friends quietly as people walk by, that's something people might do. Still wrong.
We have to play it as people walk by?
But I'm saying...
Where are we doing it? Where people are walking by when my friends and I are at a table?
Let's just say you're having dinner.
Do I live outdoors?
Having dinner.
Am I a homeless person?
No. I'm saying, why put this on TV?
Please, I want to understand where people are walking past my house.
At my an table, outdoor restaurant.
Home. I'm in an outdoor restaurant.
Yes, okay, in Amsterdam.
Now I understand.
Okay.
Okay.
It's hard to put that on television and get ratings.
Right. I'm asking why even put it on TV. You had to know you'd get backlash.
No, it's just fun for the whole family.
Is it fun for the whole family?
And we have other games as well. We have bring out someone who is obviously Asian. Mm-hmm. And we say, is this person Chinese or they're Japanese?
Yeah, that's probably offensive as well.
Why? They're one of them. Probably, unless they're Korean or Vietnamese or something. But we don't want to get too crazy. If they are one of those things, then how is it offensive?
All right.
But we have more coming this year.
You know.
Games, yes.
Okay, like what?
Smelly vagina or not?
Okay. I mean...
Where could there be the harm in that? Everyone has a good time that way.
And that, too, is family fun?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, not for everyone.
No. Nope.
Not for the one who has to discover the answer.
Yeah, how does that... I don't want to know how that works. Never mind.
How can you not know how it works?
Okay, let's move on. What other idea?
How else do you know what something smells or good or not?
Right.
You must use the sniffer.
Right. Okay.
What other shows you got?
Stupid or Stroke?
Oh.
Stupid or Stroke?
Right. If someone comes out and says... Oh, did you hear about the guy in India got his penis cut off with a sickle? Then you have to decide, is that person stupid or did they have a stroke?
I don't like that one. On the way, disastrous weddings.
Uh-oh.
Omar DJ'd a wedding where a fight broke out. That's always the best.
Define best.
Entertaining.
Okay.
People weren't bored.
That is true.
So
okay.
We're going to talk about that coming up. We also have comedian Doug Benson, and we're going to do Ask a Stoner. So that's coming up a little bit later on this morning. Right now it's time for...
Dumb.
People are dumb. First story is out of Fairfield, Maine. A Maine man...
Uh-oh.
Suspected of burglary. Christopher Wallace was on the run. The police went to his house.
Biggie Smalls?
Not Biggie Smalls. The police went to his house and he wasn't there. And then he went back to his house and he posted on his Snapchat that he's back at his house.
Oh, no.
Here I am. So people called the police and they said, hey, he just posted a Snapchat that he's at his house. So they went and they knocked on the door and they started searching the house. And while they were searching, with permission from the resident, they were tipped off that Wallace had posted a new Snapchat message.
Where he was hiding?
Saying, police are in my house looking for me and I'm hiding in a cabinet. The police found him in the cabinet.
Sweet spirit.
What's he doing?
Well, he's being very helpful.
Being very helpful to the police. I'm not exactly sure why he was Snapchatting where he was exactly, knowing the police were after him.
That's amazing. Maybe he's like, they don't follow me.
It could be, yeah.
We'll never know.
Dumb.
A woman was taking a selfie on a bridge and fell off of that bridge.
Yeah.
60 feet.
Oh, no.
She fell. Here's the news report.
A Sacramento woman is alive tonight after she fell from the Forest Hill Bridge as she was posing for a picture with her friends.
That bridge has become notorious for its use by daredevil selfie takers.
It's new tonight. CBS 13's Steve Large is live at the Forest Hill Bridge, where he spoke to a friend of the survivor who witnessed that horrifying fall.
Now, I'm not exactly sure why the guy he's speaking to sounds like he's on a bullhorn in the bottom of the river, but it does sound like
Steve.
No question, this is a beautiful bridge with a big drop, making this such a miracle story. And it's also serving as a warning for people who trespass here. Don't do it. This almost became a killer view. Only a Sacramento woman.
This almost became a killer view.
Survived a heart-pounding 60-foot fall from the Forest Hill Bridge where she was taking photos as her friends watched helplessly.
Yeah, I saw what happened.
Paul Goncharuk was in the group of six friends.
Not even on the phone, right?
That's not even a phone quality.
I don't know. He's speaking to them on a bullhorn.
All in an off-limit section under the bridge when the young lady lost her footing.
They were taking a picture on the bridge, and then the big bolts that are holding the beams together, she, like, stepped on them kind of weirdly and just lost balance and fell backwards.
Goncharuk says she was knocked unconscious, suffered a deep gash to an arm, and fractured some bones that will require surgery, but that she will be okay.
The way she's handling it is very good.
This Forest Hill Bridge, the highest in California, has become notorious as a daredevil's playground. Sheriff deputies now patrol for people treating the bridge like a jungle gym, climbing underneath, posting pictures and videos of themselves online. Now a new observation that seems so obvious.
It's a cool place to take pictures, but honestly, it's not worth the risk.
Right?
That's a good point.
The guy in the bullhorn says.
Yeah.
Dumb. And finally, I'm going to jettison the third story that I had and put a new one in because K-Rock listener Kevin just sent us a clip from Jeopardy.
He did the right thing.
Now here's the thing. All people named Kevin are dumb.
It seems that way, Kevin.
I'm trying to find proof that contradicts that.
Right.
And it's not possible. So there was a guy named Kevin, and he was on Jeopardy last night, and this is what happened.
Jamie, back to you.
3+3=2.
A hired killer. Kevin.
Hot gun.
No.
Oh, what is it?
Jamie.
It was a hitman.
But here's the thing. You need to go to either Kevin or my Twitter, because we retweeted it. The video of him, hand on hip, staring up, like the thinker pose.
Yeah.
And then he comes up with hot gun.
And he was so positive, like that. Like, has that ever been said?
And then you can hear him go, oh, what is it?
What
play
is
it again. Play it again.
Stupid Kevin on Jeopardy.
Jamie, back to you.
3+3=2.
A hired killer. Kevin.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53. Ralph Garman is here now for a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
So are you calling Kevin, the guy who runs the Kevin and Bean Archive, dumb? Because he was the guy who sent you that clip, right? And then you said all Kevins are dumb.
I don't think it was that guy.
It was a different Kevin.
So another nice Kevin who listens to the show who sent us in that clip, you took the clip from him, used it, and then called him dumb.
I'm saying that there's not a lot of proof that people named Kevin are that smart. And I've been looking, and it's not good looking.
What about Kevin Hawking, legendary Professor Kevin Hawking, who has really pretty much told us all about the universe and how it works?
You mean Stephen Hawking?
Oh, that's right. It's not Kevin at all.
I was like, Ralph, you okay?
I'm trying to think of some smart Kevins.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Especially in movies and
Kevin
TV.
Kevin Nye, the science guy?
That's Bill.
Kev Nye, the science guy. I used to watch that.
No.
No.
Bill Nye. Yeah.
Mr. Kevin Wizard? He had a show on that was syndicated. It was a syndicated show.
It's only Mr. Wizard.
But his first name's Kevin. Mr. Kevin Wizard.
I don't think so, no.
Oh, really?
No, that's incorrect.
You guys.
What about Kevin in the Office? That's the one that really got my attention.
Right.
I mean, you know, he's the dumb one. I'm sorry.
Kevin Smith, my buddy Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith.
Is very smart.
There are exceptions to every rule.
So I would beg to differ.
There are exceptions to every rule.
All right, let's talk about Guardians of the Galaxy, right? Oh, I can't wait to see this film.
Same.
Kevin Kline, too.
I want to see the movie so much. We've moved on, Ellie.
I'm sorry.
To another story. Not Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Opening on May 5th. Just announced yesterday, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Not even out yet. They're already making volume 3. And the good news is that James Gunn will return as writer and director of that film. In my end, he said, my love for Rocket, Groot, Gamora, Star-Lord, Yondu, Mantis, Drax, and Nebula, and some of the other forthcoming heroes goes deeper than you guys can possibly imagine. I feel they have more adventures to go on and things to learn about themselves and the wonderful and sometimes terrifying universe we all inhabit. So,
the first one was so good.
Yes, this one looks just as good. And now we have confirmation that Stallone is in it.
Oh, so exciting.
Stallone!
Yay!
Come on, Allie. Aren't you excited? He plays Stakar Ogord.
I'm sorry?
Sure.
Stakar Ogord.
Sure.
Who, of course, is Kevin?
Mr. Science?
Starhawk. Superhero called Starhawk.
Right.
This is exciting. As Jimmy Kimmel himself put it, now Tango and Cash are both in this film. Kurt Russell and Sylvester Stallone. He's the best of both worlds.
Is he friends with the little baby that looks like a broom?
There's no baby that looks like a broom.
Yes, he's like made of bark. And he's like, man, my baby.
Baby Groot.
Yes. You mean Baby Groot?
Yes. He looks a little bit like a broom. A little bit. Turn him upside down and you're like, hey.
Turn you upside down.
I don't think he's a broom, though.
Yeah, he's a broom. He's made of bark, right? Like wood.
Yeah, like all brooms. My bark broom I use at home to sweep up my kitchen. I can have my broom made of bark.
If you turn a broom over, that's essentially his face.
Okay.
Just more bark.
If we accept it, can we move on?
Sure.
By the way, Muggs is going to be on the world premiere red carpet tomorrow night.
What? No way.
Yeah.
Oh, can't
so
wait.
So he's going to be interviewing.
He's going to interview Stallone.
Yeah.
Man. So, Sly, when I think of Sylvester Stallone movies, I think of Demolition Man.
I'm suing for that film, right? It's not another one of my favorites.
Can't wait.
Can't wait either. Here's the thing we should have Dave do.
Okay.
Remember how we had Dave watch television for 100 hours?
I mean, he broke the Guinness World Record twice.
Never got credit for
any
of it.
Well, didn't get credit for any of it because there were bookkeeping errors.
Oh, no.
And so he literally broke it by about 25 hours. He did 100 and the record was like 75. He did it twice.
Jeez.
So. The current record, by the way, is 94 hours.
He did 100.
Yeah. How about this new record, though? This one he could do. This is the new one he could do. Wearing a virtual reality headset for 50 hours. That's all he's got to do. It's 50 hours.
Can you close your eyes and sleep?
No, you got to watch virtual reality.
Hmm.
Come on.
But Dave.
Nope.
Come on, Dave.
Uh-uh.
Apparently, a 26-year-old and a 37-year-old stayed up for 48 hours over the Easter weekend to set the record using Oculus Rift headsets.
Right? That's the way to celebrate Easter.
They spent their time watching back-to-back VR movies and shorts, including Superbad, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, Blazing Saddles, The Iron Giant, and Hot Fuzz.
Wait, so you're just watching movies on it?
You can watch other stuff as well. You can watch VR materials or shorts or whatever, as long as you're constantly watching.
Huh.
48 hours, though. If we can get Dave to do 50,
right?
Boom.
Boom.
Record.
The King of Mexico is bullshit.
Dave, record.
Dave.
Dave.
Dave. I'll enjoy it, Kevin, watching VR.
Dave.
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 Come on, Dave.
Dave. No.
Chris Brown's in trouble again.
Really?
He was at a nightclub in Tampa, Florida Sunday when police claim that he sucker punched the club's in-house photographer. Guy works for the club. He's taking pictures of everyone there. Chris Brown sees him taking pictures, jumps over a couch, and lands punching him in the face. The photographer has announced he will be pressing charges. Why isn't Chris Brown in jail right now? Why isn't that happening?
It's a good question.
Any clubs now that open up their doors to him or let him come and they pay him to be there, I have no sympathy anymore. You're all part of the problem.
Because that's who you're getting?
But the photographer didn't do it. He's just doing his job.
Absolutely. But he shouldn't even be in the club. He should be at home. Never allowed out.
He should be at the home at his room. Table guessing whether someone is fat or pregnant as people walk by.
When people walk by.
Yeah. Add an outdoor eating area.
Today's celebrity birthdays. I feel bad for that Dutch guy.
Did you?
Yeah. He needed a bark broom.
Right? That would have helped.
Sweep out that bit. Celebrity birthdays today. James Woods is 70. Rick Moranis is 64. Ventriloquist Jeff Dunham. Or Def Dunham.
Either way.
Is 55 years old today. Conan O'Brien is 54. Maria Bello is 50 years old today. Ding. David Tennant is 46. Melissa Joan Hart's 41. Kourtney Kardashian is 38 years old today. America Ferrera is 33. Rosie Huntington-Whiteley is 30. Actress Britt Robertson is 27. And Chloe Bennett of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. turns 25 years old today. You watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? You up to date with Agents
couple
of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Couple episodes.
Oh, dear Lord. Shut up. I'm not asking you ever again about any show. Just a couple episodes behind.
I am.
That's all. No, you're not.
I am.
All right, what's going on then currently? What's happening?
I don't know. I'm a couple episodes behind.
It's approximately that. What happened in the last episode you saw?
They're fighting the bad guys.
All righty then. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ at 7:08. That is Tool, by the way. They are coming to Glen Hill and Amphitheater. If you'd like more details on that, you can go to krock.com. And this coming Monday morning, we're going to make the announcement of all the details of the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta. How about that?
What?
We've talked about Alex Jones a lot. His website is InfoWars, and he crazy.
Yeah.
And we've had many, many conversations about, does he believe everything he's saying?
Yeah, there's no way he can.
Here is a little bit of just his craziness.
And I'm angry. I'm not a slave. I've broken the conditioning. It doesn't work on me. I'm primitive. I'm real. I know the enemy. And if we can have this spirit of normal humanity spread, it's over for the globalist. Break the conditioning now. Computers that are already commanding the doctors will tell you everything to do, and it'll decide whether you live or die. And it's trendy to fail and just be a total slacker. And the next level of slacker is to have pus balls all over you. The dead babies, yeah, like those DU dead babies. Let's see what they look like. Yeah, make it look like that. Put it in their face. Now let's go take some drugs. Yeah, hail Satan.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay, so that guy is getting a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife is claiming that he's an unfit father. They have three kids.
Yeah, he's not stable.
So his lawyer has finally come out and answered the question that we've had for a long time, which is, could he possibly believe everything he says?
Mm-hmm.
Lawyer says, nope, just a character.
He's a performance artist.
He's a performance artist, and that is the character that he's created, and he's not that person at all.
That's interesting twofold, because one, that's a relief, A. But B, he's a Sandy Hook truther. He has people that believe that Sandy Hook was a hoax.
Yes.
And he has made
and the Boston bombings,
yeah,
a hoax.
He has made people believe this stuff. So that's disgusting.
Nope.
At least if he believed it, I think, okay, he's mentally ill, something's really... It's even more despicable that he's leading all these gullible, I don't want to say idiots, but gullible idiots to believe every word he says.
He's on the phone.
I don't care.
Okay.
All right.
Let's say hi to Alex Jones. Hi, Alex.
I can't believe you're trying to say hello to me when you're spreading lies about me on the mainstream media. It's typical for the MSM to go out there and try to destroy. People are telling the truth because you cannot handle it. You're afraid of it. You know we take your power away.
So which part was not truth?
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
If my lawyer goes forward and says, oh, you can't believe this guy. No, don't believe him. Be like Jack Nicholson playing the Joker. Or my wife says he's absolutely unhinged. That's the real Alex Jones. Who would you believe? The woman who spent my life with me or some lawyer?
So you're saying you are indeed unhinged.
Absolutely, I'm unhinged.
So your lawyer's lying.
I'm completely unhinged. Of course, lawyers. All lawyers lie. Look, you took a baboon, you put him in a barker lounge. You think he's going to eat a tangerine?
I don't know. I'm going to have to work through that one.
Oh, I bet you will. I bet you'll have to work through it because of your conditioning, because you realize that you can't see the demons, you can't see the lizard people, you can't smell the sulfur.
Okay.
You're too busy just sitting around trying to pick the plantains out of the wax fruit bowl.
Okay.
Again, I'm not positive what that means. So you're saying Sandy Hook was a hoax then?
Of course
you're
it was a hoax.
Standing by
actors
that.
Were chosen. Actors were chosen to play the people of Sandy Hook to get our guns away from us. Obama wants to take the guns away and ship them to ISIS just the way he always did.
You did say Barack Obama founded ISIS.
Of course he did.
Do you still believe that?
Absolutely. He's also providing them with traffic cones.
For what?
To keep their parking spaces free.
Okay. Well, that seems nice.
The boy, is it? If you want to support ISIS in their parking spaces, that's your choice, but I choose not to be part of the satanic ritual.
Well, Alex, you know that by saying your lawyer is lying about you playing a role in being a performance artist, you might lose your children.
Oh, and I will lose my children, trust me, because they know they need their father. They need their father to teach them how to debone an Amazonian viper and turn it into a garden hose.
That's something you're teaching your kids?
Absolutely, and Home Depot's not too happy about it, because then how can they charge you astronomical prices while they're, meanwhile, they're just piping the planetary lullaby that's generated from the Nescafe machines into your brain?
I don't understand a word you're saying.
I bet you can. That's why you don't care they're putting anticoagulants in the water supply, because when they start the war, they start dropping manila folders, we all die of paper cuts, then who's going to have the last Band-Aid?
You?
Me!
Omar Khan joins us in the studio now.
Yeah, dog. Check it out. My flashlight. I found my flashlight, guys.
Wow. Omar was so upset yesterday because he lost his flashlight.
And
then he found it. So now he's very excited. Right, but that's not the point. That's not why we had you.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was flashlight talk with DJ Omar
Khan. It's not flashlight talk. No. No, it isn't. It's wedding talk, though.
Oh, okay.
It's wedding disasters.
Right.
Omar is a DJ, and he's a great DJ. I've had him DJ my parties before, and he's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, man.
So if you want a great DJ, look him up. Where can they find you?
Yeah, you can go to my website to check out the info. It's djomarkhan.com, or just shoot me a quick email at omar@caroq.com, and I'll hook you up.
But listen to the story first before you contact him.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, so this past Saturday, while you guys were at your little Coachella festival,
right,
I was DJing a wedding,
uh-huh,
and beautiful wedding. The bride and groom, the ceremony, everything was amazing. After I packed up. While I'm packing up.
Okay.
Right? You know, there's always the people who are overserved and trying to get more booze.
So the wedding went fine, and
everything is kind of closing down,
okay,
right? So I'm rolling when I was rolling my stuff out, the bride and groom had just left another car in their limo.
Okay.
Okay. And all of a sudden I hear, that dude grabbed my ass.
Uh-oh.
Exactly.
Oh,
right?
No.
And you knew it was on.
It was on. And it was like, I don't know, 10 feet away from me.
Okay.
And this guy, you know, tries to man's up. Dude, bro, dude. Were you all over my girl, man? You know, it's like, you know, early 20s guys,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Trying
to man up. Yeah, dude,
sure,
bro.
That had too much, been overserved, right?
And then, you know, luckily at weddings, like almost instantly, there's guys trying to break it up.
Right.
Right.
It's a
wedding.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So instantly, people are trying to diffuse the situation. And this other dude, bro, comes.
Uh-oh.
Right? And then he's just like, oh, I'm going to help out too. And he puts his hand.
New dude, bro, is going to stop the fight.
Absolutely.
Okay, so
right,
he's on the side of peace. Okay.
Right, exactly.
He's on the side of peace.
While it was always already kind of diffused. Do you know what I mean?
It was.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he puts his hands on one of the guys, and the guy doesn't like that dude, bro.
No.
And he slaps his hand, and then the new guy, who is very tough looking guy,
right,
just one hand clocks him, guy's on the ground. And I thought that would be the end of it. That's
right?
Not for this guy.
All right,
no?
Hold that thought.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to take wedding disaster calls. 1-800-520-1067. If everything went south fast and hard, want your calls. 1-800-520-1067. Okay, so he punches him and he's on the ground.
And by the way, this might sound like a long story, but everything happened in a matter of seconds.
Right.
It was crazy.
Right.
And yeah, so he punches him. Dude bro number one is on the ground, and new dude bro hops on him and punches him another good three times.
No.
And then number one dude bro's girlfriend gets on new dude bro's back.
Oh, no.
Right?
Oh,
and then
no,
all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the new dude bro's girlfriend starts fighting with another dude. Yeah, two girls fighting now.
No.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
This is insane.
Yeah. So
the guys are fighting and the girlfriends are fighting.
Yeah. And then, so a whole melee breaks out. And they're like, my gear's right there. So I'm like in front of my gear.
Right.
Don't touch my gear, guys. Don't knock it over. Yeah.
What a weenie. You're just like, hey,
exactly.
I have turntables here. Everybody.
You know, and then so then some other people come, and you know, and then they break it up, and it's all fine. And then I'm loading up my gear.
It's not over.
It's I forgot to tell you guys yesterday. So then, you know, I cart my stuff over to my car, and I'm loading my gear up, and all I hear is like,
You're an asshole!
Oh, no. Oh,
same girl?
No. Same girl.
That started it the first time?
Right. It's like, you didn't even fight for my honor!
Oh, no. Yeah. Now she's mad at Dude Bro.
Yeah, she's mad at Dude Bro.
Oh, no. But Dude,
I'm taking an Uber home.
Oh, no. Yeah. Right. And I was just like, they're enjoying it because I was tired after loading my gear. I was just watching it. I was like, this is awesome.
How many weddings a year do you do?
20, around
How
20.
How often does this 20. Happen?
It happens a couple of times a year.
It does?
For sure.
Really?
For sure.
Out of 20?
Yeah, out of 20. And the other one, it wasn't like a huge disaster, but the bride was super drunk before their first dance.
Oh, no.
Okay? And I was just like, man, you need to kind of like, you know, I was telling the maid of honor, you kind of need to figure it out. Maid of honor took bride to go puke, and she returned like a champ.
No kidding.
And nice. Yeah, did the first dance and everything. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. But, yeah, other stuff like random fights almost break out. Not to this extent, but fights almost, you know, almost. But
they almost break out all the time, but then somebody diffuses right. the whole
Absolutely,
situation,
yeah.
and it doesn't become a disaster.
Right, right.
Although disasters is what we're looking for. 1-800-520-1067.
You don't touch my ass.
It was so on. It was awesome.
Omar's the kind of guy who is packing up his stuff, but will watch.
Oh, sure. Totally, yeah. Totally, oh, sure. Totally.
Because that's fascinating. All right, yeah. Let's start with Evan in Westwood. Hi, Evan.
Hey, what's going on, party people?
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about disastrous weddings. What happened?
So I was out at one of my best friend's weddings, like this about 3 or 4 like years ago. And I got the ceremony, and then like one of the guests like sends out a tweet saying, I'm at this guy's wedding. It is a huge disaster. He will get divorced in 2 years.
Oh, no.
He tweets that while at the wedding?
So he says, I do. An hour into the party, he gets a little boozed up, and then he starts to send out these tweets saying, I give this guy 2 years. She is such a horrible person, blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
Oh, I hope the husband clocked this mofo.
So the bridesmaids read this. They show it to the bride. So this is turned into the bridezilla times 100. She takes off her veil, storms straight to his table, and just slaps him across the face. And then
because he was in the tweet, he was calling her a whore. He hated her, right?
Hated her.
Okay.
So then his girlfriend slaps the bride back, and then it turned into this huge cat fight.
Did you see any panties?
I saw
panties in the fight.
Oh, my. Did you see any panties?
Now, when you see panties, is it a better fight?
Totally. Of course, man. All we needed is some, like, Jell-O. Oh, my God, right?
All right. Thank you for the call. Evan, 1-800-520-1067. We are looking for your disastrous weddings, and we'll be right back. All right. Just ahead of the 1975, let's take a call quickly. We're talking about wedding disasters. Kayla in Riverside is on the line. Hi, Kayla.
Hi.
What happened at your wedding? Or at a wedding you were at?
Actually, it was my wedding.
Okay.
And I hired my cousin to be the DJ.
Mm-hmm.
It was a disaster because he lost my music for my aisle walk. So I had to walk down the aisle with complete silence. And it was
during the ceremony.
Oh, no.
That's terrible.
How did he lose it?
I have no idea. And then later on, he... he says, I found it. It was on my phone. Because he didn't bring any of his equipment.
What?
Wait, what kind of DJ doesn't bring his gear?
So So did he play no music?
He played music on our, like, home speakers. We had to bring them over.
Oh,
Kayla. You had to bring your own speakers?
This is awful.
You see, you should have hired DJOmarkhan.com. I mean, DJ Omar Khan, you can find him at DJOmarkhan.com.
Well said.
He won't get drunk and stop playing music for the most part. We'll be right back. DJ Omar Khan is in the studio. He does a lot of weddings.
Mm-hmm.
And he's seen his share of fights.
And I can't get enough.
Do you think it's because you're getting together friends and family that maybe they haven't all been together for a while, and then
it's
there's
that,
and then you add booze?
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, you add booze, and you know maybe they start talking politics or whatever it is for whatever reason. You know what I mean? And they go at it, and it's very entertaining.
All right,
I can't get enough.
Let's start with Wendy in La Palma. Hi, Wendy.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you this morning?
Good, thank you. How are you? We're talking about wedding disasters.
Well, I haven't thought about this story in a long time, but I had a ex-boyfriend who was arrested at his boss's wedding.
He was arrested?
What did he do?
Well, he was one of those angry drunks, and he started fights with the groomsmen and started doing weird things with the food and pushing things. And
I'm sorry, weird things with the food. Let's go. Let's
yeah, like he was like pushing
that.
pushing the food. Belligerent on the buffet.
Belligerent on the buffet.
He went off on the buffet. This isn't the food I like. But he got arrested, and it was his boss's wedding?
Oh, no.
Yes.
What a dumbass. Did he get fired?
You know what? I don't really remember. Like, he didn't last there very long, but I'll never forget I had to drive home by myself because the cops had to fish his keys out of his pocket while he was being arrested at the reception.
Oh, sweet.
Stupid buffet, man.
Right?
They'll get you every time.
Dumb buffet. If they had a better buffet, none of that would have happened.
Right?
Thank you for the call, Wendy. Let's go to Renee in Oxnard. Hi, Renee. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Talking about wedding disasters. What happened?
Yeah. So during the right between the best man and maid of honor speech, the manager of the venue that we were getting married at, we got married at a theater, and the woman who managed it was friends with my husband, and she was wasted. She grabbed the microphone from the best man and started screaming at everybody to shut the F up because people were talking and she wanted to hear things, and she would not give the microphone back. So my husband and the best man had to tackle her to get the microphone.
Your husband and the best man had to tackle the manager of your venue to get the microphone back.
Oh. Yes, and so my friend was the photographer, and he knows my sense of humor, so he took some pictures of it, and they're my favorite pictures.
Absolutely. Oh, pretty sweet. I mean, if any of those were to come our way, we'd be very happy.
We'd be thrilled.
Thank you for the call, Renee. We appreciate that. All right, let's go to Melody, who is calling us from Downey. Hi, Melody. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. Wedding disasters. What happened?
Okay, so we had about 40 guests at our wedding, but enough alcohol for 75 people.
Okay.
So by the time we did our dances, everybody was completely wasted, including my sister, who was the most wasted, and decided to take her drink on a little tour of the venue and fell into the lake.
Your sister fell in the lake.
Yes, and that's not even the most of it. Luckily, somebody found her and fished her out, but she kept wandering off. And so by the end of the wedding, a bunch of people stayed behind to look for her, including my husband. So I had to ride back to the hotel by myself.
What?
We eventually found her naked, rolling around laughing in her hotel room.
What?
We had no idea how she got there.
Melody, I want to party with your sister. I'm not going to lie. She sounds fantastic.
She has some stories.
She fell in a lake and then got lost.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. That's I don't think you understand how good this story is, Melody.
It's really good.
You're not happy enough about this. All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Frank, who's calling from Anaheim. Hi, Frank. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
How's it going?
Good. Thank you.
So we were at a wedding, and my cousin's wedding, and the bride's uncle kept following my other cousin around, who had just been on vacation for 7 to 9 years, depending on good behavior. And he kept trying to mess with them, and finally he followed him in the restroom. Next thing you know, the restroom door swings open because my cousin hit him. And he's a big guy because, what else do you do in jail but lift weights?
What? Oh.
And he pretty much broke his jaw. Next thing you know, their family and our family just started a big old fight, and, people are getting slammed. And I got my 75-year-old grandfather trying to throw blows with their grandfather. It was just...
Come on, that's a special fight when grandparents get involved.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, that's the best.
My two other uncles were the biggest guys. They were the DJs, and they're 6'8" twins. They're just yelling for security. We're like, jump in there, do something.
Why was your uncle following him around in the first place?
No, it was the bride's uncle, because he was an older, I guess, gang member trying to...
Oh,
I see.
My cousin was like, yeah, my
what
cousin
you set
was,
you with, eh?
Right?
Yeah, you better claim this right, Holmes. Slice.
Charlie.
Where's Rudy Cisneros at?
Right? It was insane. Cops came up and just sent everybody home. They're like, we don't want to deal with this. Send everybody home.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I see my grandfather at 75 getting up, starting to throw...
Honestly, I wish I was there.
When Pop gets into it, it's a party.
Frank, does it make me bad that I want to see your grandpa fight?
No, but it was pretty
awful.
That's super odd. All right, let's go to Nicole in Fontana. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, how are you guys?
We are good. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking wedding disasters. What happened?
So we actually went to a cousin's wedding out in the city of Temecula, which is absolutely gorgeous. So as the wedding goes on, everyone's fed, so everyone's finally starting to have a good time. Everyone's on the dance floor, and all of a sudden, the sprinklers go on and wet the band, the DJ system, everything that was actually on the dance floor.
Sweet.
It was really, really sad.
At least people weren't all dressed up and had their hair done as well.
How long did they go on for?
They were actually on for a few minutes because where the dance floor was, it was very far away from where the actual venue was. So we actually had to take golf carts to it. So they had to let everyone, or I don't know how they ended up getting the information to turn the sprinklers off, but they went off at 10 o'clock.
Sprinklers on for a couple of minutes will ruin your gear. You're done.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't even imagine because the band was 15 people.
Oh.
Equipment, everything.
Good times. Nope. Wow. Thank you for the call. Let's take one more and let's make it Mike, who's calling from Brea. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. Wedding disasters.
Okay, it's my wife's cousin. She was, at the time, working for Rick D's. He had a radio station going on here. I don't remember what it was. I never listened to it. But she had just redone her house, redone her backyard. Beautiful, beautiful home just for the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the ceremony.
Right.
But there was a little bit of a lapse between alcohol and food.
So that's never good. Okay.
Just drinking and drinking. And during that lapse,
gonna have to speed it up a bit here.
My other cousin was underneath the table puking her brains out. Her group were up against the wall, freshly painted house, puking their brains out. It was just vomit fest.
Everybody at the wedding was vomiting.
At that one particular table, yeah, they got so hammered. I mean, dinner wasn't even served yet.
And well, they were making room.
Right, now they could eat.
It was bad.
They were just offloading some of the alcohol so that they could intake some more.
Freshly new sod. I mean, the backyard was a mess. I felt so bad for my cousin.
Wow. Good times,
good times,
right?
Good times,
I lost track of Rick D's. I don't know where he was at the wedding.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't understand that part. All I get is vomit. Thank you for calling. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52. Comedian Doug Benson coming up just after the top of the hour. Right now, Ralph is here for a look at the Showbiz Beat.
Look, I'm a showbiz reporter. It's what I do. It's my bread and butter. I'm a hard-bitten journalist.
Take it easy.
Former Pulitzer Prize winner, of course.
I don't think that's true.
Used to work with the Washington Post for many years.
I don't think you ever did.
So I'm obligated as a journalist. I'm honor bound to give you the straight entertainment news.
Okay.
And since you have Doug Benson come on your show today, I think it's important for your listeners to know. And I'm not a judgy person, but I'm just reporting the news.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I have, according to sources, he smokes pot.
Doug
Benson. Pot smoker. Drug user, Doug Benson.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would think we would know about that by now.
Look, I'm just saying.
We spent some time with him.
I couldn't say if it wasn't well-sourced. I have several sources who are willing to go on the record saying Doug Benson smokes marijuana.
Hmm.
One source is in this room. Guy was on a bus with him.
I was.
On the Bice bus?
The Bice bus. They were on Bo Bice's tour bus.
Right.
And
we're on the Viceland bus.
Bice bus in 20 miles. See you soon. Ready to party, go.
We were at Comic-Con, and I was Ralph's plus one for a party, and I was, I don't know, an hour late. He was so angry.
Right.
He said, worst plus one ever.
You're the worst.
Well, there were free drinks, and
mm-hmm. You have free drinks at the party, too, on the yacht there in the harbor where we were supposed to be. Free drinks were there, too.
3 hours earlier,
I didn't have
Doug.
The free drinks because I was standing in the parking lot of the harbor because you couldn't get on the bus. You couldn't get on the boat without me.
You should have been on the Viceland bus with us.
Should I have
been? Because then you would have gone with me, and we would have been together, and there would have been no problem.
On Vice bus.
On Vice bus.
20 miles.
Bit of a disaster.
That one's on me, Ralph.
Speaking of pot, maybe it's time for a Kevin and Bean conversation with our listeners. Open up the phone lines to talk to parents who smoke pot with their kids.
With their kids.
With their kids. Mm-hmm. Do you smoke pot with your kids? I know Doug Benson must. Does he have kids? When he has kids, he's gone.
I don't believe so. I don't know that he'll ever be able to stop. So maybe.
Do you smoke pot with your kids?
Growing up, I had a ton of friends whose parents did.
Who smoked pot with their kids?
Malibu. Come on, yeah. Back in the
day. You grew up in the boo?
Have we met?
I didn't know I didn't know you grew up in Malibu.
Decker Canyon. Yeah.
Huh, I didn't know that. How am I supposed to know your backstory? I don't know.
Well, a lot of GPS in your butt. To each other. What?
What?
That's what that
you
is.
You wish that would help.
You wish.
Yeah, no, maybe it's just a different mentality. It's more like a laid-back hippie vibe back then. But...
yeah, or maybe they don't give a rat's ass about their kids, apparently. Just whatever. Just, oh, here, take some acid, too, while we're at it, kids.
No.
There's like some prostitutes. Here's a handgun. Is that how you live your life?
No, maybe fine. Mushrooms, but...
Melissa Etheridge. Melissa Etheridge has come out in an interview with Us Weekly magazine saying that she loves to get high with her kids. She has two kids, 18-year-old Beckett and 20-year-old Bailey. And she says they get stoned all the time. It brings them much closer, she says.
Are these David Crosby's kids?
Because
that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it really does. They're predisposed genetically.
Hmm.
She began using medicinal marijuana when she was battling her breast cancer. And she said it has changed her life all for the better. Not only has it brought her closer to her kids when they all get stoned, but she says it's the best marital aid. And she gets high with her wife, Linda, every night as well. Well, Melissa Etheridge is just stoned all the time, apparently.
If you're with Melissa Etheridge, you got to be stoned.
Come through my window and grab a bong, apparently, is her new song. So there's that. But I don't know. Like, I think there's grown-up stuff and then there's parent stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know if that line necessarily should be crossed. I don't know why I feel that way. It's just maybe because that's the way I was raised. Mm-hmm. But like, if I'm going to smoke out or drink or get loaded or whatever, I do that on my grown-up time. And when I'm dad, I'm somebody else with my kids.
It seems like that's probably the best plan.
I don't know. But look, I'm sure when my kid gets to be 21...
Or 12.
I'll drink with her. I'm sure we'll have cocktails together. Why is that any better or worse than people who smoke dope? It's less damaging by all
yeah,
accounts.
Yeah, weed is much less damaging.
Less damaging to your body than booze is. So why the hang up?
Why the hang up, Ralph?
Why the hang up, old man?
You're really working through this.
Well, you really are.
You lighten up. Get over yourself. Go back to Squaresville, daddy-o. No room for you here in Hip Town.
I don't know what you're talking about now.
Don't mind me. Frozen, the Broadway musical. They're doing a live-action Broadway musical of the smash Disney hit film Frozen. Well, of course they are. There's still money to be made.
Sure.
They've just cast the roles of Elsa and Anna. Casey Levy will play Elsa, and Patty Murin will play Anna. We don't know who those people are, but I bet they're very talented. The reason I bring it up is because there's a lot of Broadway news this week. They have just launched this week a smash hit Broadway musical. Apparently, the reviews have been great, based on Groundhog Day.
Oh, yeah.
The Bill Murray movie, yeah. It's based on that classic film. A guy named Andy Carl apparently is the lead in it. And New York Times, Hollywood Reporter, Chicago Tribune, the reviews are in this week, saying it's enormously well done and one of the best performances of the season, and it's going to prove to be one of the biggest hits of the year. So more movies being turned into Broadway musicals. I guess Groundhog Day could work as a musical. What are you keep breathing and sighing?
She's been
your eyes are open.
She's
waving
been going
your
crazy
arms.
Over there. I don't know
what's happening.
Didn't we have the guy that he plays piano? He's a he.
Tim Minchin?
Isn't it him or no? Is it not him? I'm trying to Google it and I can't.
Know. Why can't
I thought
you?
It was
why
Tim
can't
Minchin?
You Google?
Because I'm having the pinwheel of death is coming up on my Mac.
Right.
But wasn't he in here when he announced that he was going to be doing it?
I don't know.
I don't.
Tim Minchin? Somebody Google it.
I don't.
For
know.
The love of God. Is it him?
You're losing your
he
mind.
Did?
Tim Minchin did the music for it?
God.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
Now we have that answer. I don't know why you'd had to burst into flames or find out.
That was really
you
something.
You just settled down and then found out a few minutes later.
I hate the pinwheel of death. It just...
You're death.
You're death, Chip.
Holy
How
crap.
How fascinating is this argument
right?
is. I think we need to move on.
Move on.
Love to hear you guys go back and forth with that for a while. Today's celebrity birthday, James Woods is 70 years old today. Rick Moranis is 64. Ventriloquist Jeff Dunham is 55. That guy, you have no idea how rich that guy is. You don't know how rich he is.
Really?
Yes. He's insanely rich. His Vegas act alone. I know he owns two of the original Batmobiles. I know that.
Oh. No kidding.
He's got that kind of money. He's got Batmobile money. All because I'm an angry man, and I'm a puppet. What's the matter, angry old man? I don't like new things. He does that all night, and they just give him buckets of cash.
That's pretty accurate. That's a pretty accurate recap.
Yeah, he's got that old guy puppet. He made his mark with doing that.
Yeah, I hear you. That's why I was surprised to hear you say that
don't like children.
He's got endless money. That's crazy.
Why, old grampy wooden gramps? Whatever his name is.
I think that's it.
I'm going to find him. I'm going to get his net worth. I'm going to bring it in the next hour, and you're going to go, what?
I'm trying to get it now.
Yeah, I bet you are. Pinwheel of death.
I'll talk to you in an hour.
Conan O'Brien's 54 years old today. Actress Maria Bello, pride of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, celebrates her 50th birthday today. David Tennant, formerly Doctor Who, 46. Melissa Joan Hart, 41 years old today. Kourtney Kardashian's 38. America Ferrera's 33. Rosie Huntington-Whiteley is 30 years old today. Britt Robertson's 27. And Chloe Bennett from Marvel's Agents of Mother Love and S.H.I.E.L.D. They're agents of Hydra now, right? Because they're trapped in the mainframe. Kevin doesn't know.
Of course.
I'm behind a few episodes. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Doug Benson has joined us in the studio. Doug.
Hello.
Welcome. The kids love you.
The kids love you.
The kids love you a lot.
Because the kids, I ride around with them on the party bus.
Right.
The vice bus?
Making Ralph angry.
Did you hear him telling that story?
I did, yeah. I heard the story on my way in. And it's funny, right before he launched into that story, I was just thinking in my head about drinking and smoking on the party bus with Kevin.
It was the Viceland bus, and it was in San Diego for Comic-Con. And we were there for, I don't know, a couple hours maybe?
Yeah. And the whole thing kind of hit me. I was like, oh, yeah, that happened. Mm-hmm. And then Ralph started talking about it like it was yesterday. Like, he's really in a lot of pain. He's really holding on to something there.
Well, I mean, I was his plus one for the party. And he felt bad going in without me. But I was with you until long after I was supposed to meet him. So then I quit, got in an Uber, and I tried to go, and it was Comic-Con, and it was, you couldn't go anywhere. And by the time I got there,
I watched you standing around trying to get an Uber. You were valiantly trying to get an Uber.
Thank you, Doug.
But if you'd have just started walking, you would have gotten there quicker.
That's most likely true. That is most likely true, yeah. But I didn't know that at the time.
Yeah, so the guy that was drunk and stoned figured it out.
Well, you're a high-functioning stoner.
It's true, and I am from down there, and I go to Comic-Con every year, so I knew what was up.
Why do you go to Comic-Con every year?
Because I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I grew up in San Diego, so I went to Comic-Con when it was like this, broke down little one concert, one convention hall room. It was a different convention hall than the one they do it in now, the big, huge one. And,
okay, but let me ask you this, because it has gotten so big.
Yeah.
And it's so crowded.
Yeah.
I would assume a lot of people in San Diego leave during that.
Oh, yeah, but also, a lot of people in San Diego don't set foot in downtown anyway. You know, it's kind of like, I don't want to go there, kind of vibe, and then especially during Comic-Con. But then there's tons of people that just come downtown just to hang around that don't even have tickets.
Right.
Because they could still see things. There's still plenty of stuff going on all over downtown. So
all the hotels around there and everything else.
Yeah, so very mixed feelings about it, but I'm just curious to know how much longer it can stay there, because it just, the numbers just keep getting bigger, and they got to move to like Anaheim or Vegas or something.
You know what I just remembered? We met Doug in a hotel downtown at Comic-Con, and we walked 2 miles to the Viceland bus.
Really?
Remember? Yeah, we kept walking, and Doug's like, how far do we have to walk? And I was like, I don't know. Well, let's just keep walking. I think it's on this street.
It's in Chula Vista. That's downtown, right?
I forgot that.
Yeah.
You were so angry because you had some kind of a battle going on for Screen Junkies, I think.
Oh, I had something else I had to do. Well, I was just stressed about that in general because I had to argue about something that I forget what it was.
It was the worst movie? best movie. It was one of those categories.
Yeah, it was just something where I was just like, it was too hard to pick something.
Yeah. Okay, so you're playing where? You're playing San Juan Capistrano, the coach house in San Juan Capistrano. On 420.
Yeah, I'm doing my hit YouTube show, Getting Dug with High, live from that venue. And that means that there'll be five guests on stage with me. And basically the premise of the show is we'll spend about 90 minutes just getting high in front of the audience and seeing what happens.
Can you say who the guests are?
Nuh-uh, it's a big, big secret. Like, I think some of the guests don't know yet.
Oh, you it's a secret to them.
We're making calls.
Do you know that 420?
It's this Thursday.
Do you know that 420 is in 2 days?
Yes, 2 days from today.
2 days from now.
Yeah, I'll get it together. I'm going to make this happen. No, we always leave all the guests a secret just because, you know, it's more exciting for people and then also, on the other end, less disappointing. You know, it works both ways.
Right. Oh, I gotcha.
Because as soon as you say you got a great, big, famous person showing up, they figure out a reason to not show up, and then you get an egg on your face. Yeah, then you're just sitting there like, this didn't work out so good. But it's going to be super fun, and if you can't attend it in person, you can just watch it at youtube.com/Doug Benson, starting at approximately 8 o'clock Pacific time.
8 p.m. you can watch
it. On 420, yeah.
All right, that sounds like a fun time.
Yeah, it's the free option.
Do you know any other comedians? I guess you don't have to name names, but do you know any other comedians that work as high as you?
Yeah.
Because it's fascinating.
I'll name names.
You would come to Foolishness, and it was fascinating to us to just watch your process and look at your eyes, and we'd go, wow, he's really high, and you'd just walk out and kill it. And that was always surprising.
Yeah,
that was
the one good set I've ever had. It just happened to be on your show. Normally I'm a mess.
But you're not.
That audience held me up. Their love kept me upright. But yeah, it's just something I'm used to doing, so it's no big deal to me. You know, lots of comedians are half in the bag drunk every time they go on.
Right.
You know, and I'll do that on occasion as well. I was probably drunk and high that night because you always have a nice setup backstage. You know, it's a charity event, so you got to give a lot of free booze to the comics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's all you got.
I mean, we don't
pay
the
comics. It's a free car ride and some booze. So I'm going to have as much of it as I can.
All right, Doug, of course, well known for being a stoner.
I Ralph outed me in the news segment earlier, so I guess
that.
It's true.
That was shocking, wasn't it? So we're going to let you ask a stoner. What do people ask you the most?
Probably about strains. What's your favorite strain? Comes up a lot.
Do they have theirs that they want you to try? Does that happen? You should check this out, dude. You should check this
People
out.
People always have recommendations, and then, you know, then it's like going to be impossible to find it.
Right.
So they name some random strain, you know.
And then they don't have it?
Yeah, dispensaries aren't like 7-Eleven where every single one of them's got a Zagnut bar.
It's a good reference. All right, listen, we're going to take.
You know what a Zagnut bar is?
It's from Beetlejuice.
Oh, okay.
But it's funny you should mention that. 2 days ago, I didn't know what a Zagnut bar was. We had this conversation.
Right?
That's bizarre,
wow. Yeah, I just pulled that out of nowhere. I was thinking, like, what's a candy bar that's not... Probably in every 7-Eleven.
And my response was, I don't eat nuts.
Zagnut's a good pull. That's a good pull. That's why I liked
it. I liked it.
All right, we're going to do Ask a Stoner.
Oh, no.
So, 1-800-520-1067, if you have any questions for Doug Benson regarding weed, regarding performing on weed, regarding any question you may have, we're going to ask a stoner at 1-800-520-1067, and we'll take your calls for Doug next. Doug Benson is joining us. He is doing a live show this Thursday, which is 420 at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano. Tickets are on sale now. They are available for $25 at thecoachhouse.com. Doug has agreed to take some questions, so we're going to do Ask a Stoner.
I ask a stoner in the morning. I ask a stoner at night. I ask a stoner in the afternoon. It makes me feel alright. I ask a stoner in a time of peace and in a time of war.
Okay,
I ask a stoner and I ask again,
right.
'Cause I don't remember anymore.
Ask a stoner.
Smoke weed every day.
I like a wacky song parody that goes ahead and just uses some of the original lyrics. Like, why change all the lyrics when you can just use some of the words that were originally there?
Yeah, that's too much work. All right, let's start with Will in Yucaipa. Hi, Will. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Ask a Stoner.
Hey, Doug, what's the weirdest apparatus you've ever smoked out of, man?
Great question. Can't think of an answer. Because I haven't smoked. What's the weirdest thing you smoked out of, Will and Ukaipa?
A gravity bong out of a bathtub.
Okay, that's pretty good. I'd probably have to say a coffin at a funeral. Next question.
Thank you for the call.
Get off his phone.
Courtney in Azusa. Hi.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Hi. Hello. Ask a Stoner.
Okay, so how often do you wake and bake?
Today, next call.
All right. Thank you. I don't feel like you're giving us actual answers.
Oh, I think it's every day, right?
So today is every day.
Yeah,
the guy said it at the beginning of the segment.
That's true.
Smoke weed every day.
All right, let's go to Lucas in Santa Ana. Hi, Lucas.
Hey, guys. I wanted to ask Doug, what caused the hardest laughter you've ever had while you're on, when you're stoned? What caused you to laugh the hardest while you're stoned?
Can you continue to rephrase the question?
Of course. What caused you to laugh the hardest while you were stoned?
Hey, don't make fun of Lucas. He has Kevin disease.
Lucas, to be honest with you, I can't think of something that made me laugh really hard when I was stoned, probably because I was really stoned at the time. But
how's your memory about the super stone times? Do you remember well?
I think alcohol's better at making you forget, you know, getting blackout drunk and completely forgetting. But a lot of times people will tell me something that I said or did, and I'll just say, that sounds like something I would have done or said. But I can't think of a thing that made me laugh the hardest, to be honest with you, because I'm just kind of laughing all the time, having a good time. Do you have a thing that made you laugh really hard, Lucas?
No, I can't remember the reason why, but I remember my stomach feeling, you know, really cramped and tight and having a lot of tears in my eyes, just full. But it was probably over.
Yeah, it sounds like you're just going into labor.
It sure does. You're just having a baby.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, dude. let's talk to Craig in Manhattan Beach. Hi, Craig.
Hey, I'm just wondering if do you smoke to be creative? Like, if you're going through writer's block, are you smoking just to come up with something, or you just smoke every day?
I'd probably have to stop smoking if I had writer's block to try to just to change it up a little bit. But I don't smoke specifically to be creative, but I find that it helps me in that area. Like, it opens me up to more ideas, like ideas about hiding from the cops and where do I throw out this bag that's in my pocket as I approach TSA. But fortunately, those people aren't paying attention a lot of the time, so you get away with a lot. But yeah, so I think I answered your question. It does make me more creative, but I don't use it as some sort of crutch. Like, I don't have to be high to be creative.
All right, so to get through TSA, do you do that?
Do what?
Do you sneak it through, or because...
Sometimes. Well, now that there's 4 or 5... There's states all clubbed together now that are all... It's legal, you know, Nevada and California, Washington, Oregon. So, like, flying from one of those to another... Like back and forth, I feel like you could just have weed in your bag and nobody's going to care. And then as far as the rest of the country goes, you could probably have weed in your bag and no one's going to care. Because, like, seriously, when was the last news report you heard about anyone being arrested at the airport for having marijuana? It doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, I don't
remember. It used to be like every once in a while, Paul McCartney would get arrested, or Snoop, or somebody would get arrested for having weed.
Yeah,
sure.
No, it just doesn't happen. Doesn't happen.
Huh. I love that Paul McCartney was your pull.
Your pull.
Well, because I remember, wasn't he like in trying to go to or from Japan one time, and he got arrested for having weed?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
Have you ever been so high that you couldn't perform? Like, you walked out on that stage and you're like, I can't.
I've tried.
You've tried.
I've tried to be that high. Like, okay. Sometimes, like, especially like on 420 is a 4 day right. Fun day to do that. Like, mm-hmm. This Thursday, I pledge that I will smoke all day long as much as possible and try to have it be a show that I cannot do, and then I'll still do a show. It happens that way every time.
So you've tried to smoke too much.
I try to. I want to be so high that I just go out there and I'm an incoherent mess, but instead I'm an incoherent delight.
That's the best answer you've given. All right, so if you'd like to see...
It wasn't even from a caller.
Why didn't
we just keep it in the room?
If you'd like to see Doug as a... What did you say you were?
An incoherent delight. Kevin, it was 8 seconds ago.
How dare you? This Thursday, 4:20 at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano. Tickets are only $25, and you can buy them at thecoachhouse.com.
And the show's at night at 8 o'clock. It gets confusing with throwing around the 4:20. The show is on the date 4:20 at 8 p.m. I mean, if you got there at 4:20 in the afternoon, I'm sure that you could have a beer.
Just wait.
I don't know if they're open or not.
Just wait for 4 hours. That's not good advice.
Just go sit on the beach for a while.
Right, so if you want to buy the tickets, it's thecoachhouse.com. Thank you, Doug. We appreciate having you.
And DougLovesMovies.com for all my future stuff. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Ask a stoner.
Smoke weed every day.
Monday morning, we've got all the details on the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2017.
Exciting.
Monday morning at 7:15. Pope Francis has opened a free laundry service for Rome's poor.
Wow.
A free laundry service. It's called the Pope's Laundry. So we thought we would check in with him and just find out exactly what this is all about. Good morning, Your Holiness.
How are you doing?
Good. Good.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Good. I can have it for you by Thursday, okay?
What?
I am talking to customer. Hold
sorry,
on a second.
Sorry.
I got a fluff and fold by Thursday, okay? All right. Thank you so much. All right. What can I do for you?
You're actually doing the laundry of the customers?
Of course I am. Of course I'm helping the poor people with laundry. Jesus would have bathed the feet of people.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Least I can do is get stains out of their underwear. Right?
But I would assume that you would have other important things to do with your time.
Nothing's more important. First, let me tell you something, okay?
Okay.
Cleanliness is next to godliness.
Right.
I've heard that, yeah.
So clean clothes mm-hmm. are next to God clothes.
Right.
If God wore clothes, mm-hmm. it'd be just like that.
Right.
Okay, hold on a second. Look, you got marker on the suede. I can't do that. I can't do anything with that. I can't. No, it's unforgivable. I can forgive adultery before I can forgive you getting marker on suede.
It's pretty bad.
I'll do what I can. I got it. I got to get a special solution to see if I get that off.
Yeah.
Come back. What's today? Okay, come back Friday. Friday, I can see what I can do for you. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, you're saying.
Are people freaked out seeing you, the Pope, in there doing laundry?
Yes, I am the Pope. Thank you for remembering.
But I'm thinking it's kind of crazy. You walk in, you've got clothes.
Not so much.
No?
It's called the Pope's Laundry.
That is the name of it.
Right.
That's the name of it.
Right.
Wow. You are angry.
Very hot in here. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's okay.
No, I don't have change. I gave away all my quarters already. Try the machine. I said try the machine.
I'm not sure this
is... Okay, what can I do for you?
I'm not sure this is good for you, Your Holiness. I'm not sure this is a great idea because you sound like you're getting angry.
This is good for me. It keeps me humble.
It does.
In the eyes of God.
Okay.
And I can help people with the problems. And you get that sock! You get the red sock out of those whites! You're going to ruin everything!
Yeah.
And you're going to get a bunch of pink clothes. You want pink clothes?
We've all been there.
I'll punch you right in the face, lady!
Oh, wait!
Poor people are the worst, right?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQLANOC's Alternative Rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:51. Ralph Garman is here now for a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Guardians of the Galaxy! It's not their theme, but it should be. Come on, Volume 2 opens up on the 5th of May.
Yeah, it does.
Is no one else excited about this?
I am.
Super
I can't wait.
Super excited.
Stop it, Allie. You don't get to play anymore after your broom comment.
I love that baby Groot that looks like a broom.
It's not a broom.
But if you turn a broom upside down, he kind of looks like him. Super cute. I love a clean house and I love a baby Groot. That's all I'm saying.
James Gunn, writer, director of the first film, as well as Volume 2, announced yesterday during a Facebook Live session that he indeed will be back to write and direct Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Yay!
And 2's not even out yet. That's how good it is.
That's great news.
Yeah.
Gets a sequel without even being alive. From beyond. And it has been also confirmed Sylvester Stallone will be appearing in this film. Rounding out the cast along with Kurt Russell. Tango and Cash back together again. It'd be great if they're like Space Tango and Cash.
Yes.
Yeah.
What are you doing over there? Look over there.
I know, right? Fubar. Guys don't know. Stallone plays Starhawk in this one. I cannot wait. Cannot wait. Star Wars, another favorite franchise of folks here. There's a little fun to be had on Monday night on James Corden's show, The Late Late Show. Mm-hmm. You know, he does these very funny rap battles, this drop the mic rap battle thing he does right. with mm-hmm. his guests. And he had on as a guest that night, star of Star Wars Rogue One, Riz Ahmed. And Riz, besides being an actor, he was in Star Wars Rogue One, as I mentioned. He's also a rapper in his own right. So they went on it, went head to head. And I don't know really who won. It's all done in fun, but Corden. Corden's pretty good. For a big, doughy Brit,
yeah,
he's pretty good at rapping. Here's the little slam he took against Riz for his work in Star Wars.
I know ruining a Star Wars is seen as unlawful, but here's a Rogue One spoiler in it. He's awful. Honestly, it's mean to say Star Wars, he stinks. He made me miss the days of Jar Jar Binks. Your sex scene in Girls might need an acting class. You didn't have to get naked to show us that you're an ass. And I know it's a murder mystery, right? But there's no mystery here because I'm killing you tonight.
Oh. Come on.
Me.
He was Bodhi in that Rogue One. Remember that? Bodhi?
I remember the movie.
Why do you got cranky face? Why don't you like things that are good, Allie?
Rogue
you
One
don't
was
like
fine.
Rogue One.
It was fine.
You don't
it's
like La La Land?
The first
why
2
you,
hours
why
of Rogue
hate?
One were... the last half hour was amazing. God. But come on. Waited all that time
impossible.
For that?
I love that movie.
You're impossible.
Whatever.
You're impossible.
Saying it multiple times and louder doesn't
How
make
about
it
with varying degrees of emphasis?
Let's hear it.
You're impossible. You're impossible. Uh-huh. You're impossible.
Okay. I'm in.
Star Wars The Last Jedi, coming out later this year.
Can't wait.
20 million people have watched just the teaser trailer for that so far on YouTube.
It came out yesterday, was it? Or the day before? Yesterday.
Or Friday.
Last week.
Oh, Friday, okay.
Yeah, during Star Wars Celebration.
Okay. Last week, yeah. But still, 20 million people. It's a lot of people to watch something online.
Right.
Unless you're a giraffe giving birth. It's a lot.
That giraffe finally gave
finally,
birth, right?
Yes,
right.
After like 7 years of a camera on it.
A giraffe finally dropped out of it.
Right.
Bahina. Is everyone happy now? Is everyone pleased that they spent so much time doing that, watching a camera, waiting for an animal to come out of an animal vagina? Really? Is that such a miracle? Has that never happened before? Is that something you needed to witness? Dumbasses?
There are a lot of people that were watching that.
Ugh. So glad that's over. I thought it was fascinating. Sorry, I have to do the dead guy or people forget that he used to be on the show.
He's alive.
He's not.
He's on vacation.
Don't ruin my dreams. This could be interesting. A docuseries in the works about Rodney King.
All right.
Got to admit, the guy has a pretty fascinating life.
Sure.
Was at the center of a lot of controversy. Morgan Freeman's company has picked up the rights to over 20 hours of newly discovered, never-before-seen video of Rodney, filmed over a 12-year period before his death in 2012. So, a lot of documentary footage about Rodney and his trials and tribulations, both before and after the beating from those police officers that sparked those riots, of course, here in Los Angeles. It will be putting together a multi-part limited series about him, featuring his daughters in interviews, also his brother and sister.
Wow.
His first wife, and interviews with his close friends. This is what caught my eye. The Reverend Al Sharpton and Dr. Drew Pinsky.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hmm. Hmm. Drew Pinsky.
Hmm.
Who I think... beat him up, right? Isn't that what that footage was?
That's not what
all that
footage
problem?
Was at all.
Didn't Drew beat him up at some nightclubs and
no,
stuff?
No.
I know
he beat him up in a nightclub.
I know he killed him.
I don't...
There were,
what?
Right,
he definitely killed him.
He didn't kill anyone.
True,
No.
No, this is just one of the people he killed. That's,
right.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true.
Producer says, we will see a different Rodney King in this story, a generous, intelligent, loving man. We need to look behind the stereotypes and sound bites. Could be interesting viewing.
Yeah.
Especially the show Drew killing the guy.
He didn't kill anyone.
Mm. You might want to look into that, Kevin.
I'm telling you.
Start shooting your mouth off. He didn't know what you're talking about.
He did not kill anybody.
You have proof to that effect?
How dare you?
Right. Let's talk to him about it. What are you talking about, Thursdays here on the show?
Yeah, Thursday. Let's
talk about him and his good friend Rodney King and how he killed those cops.
All right, save that tape and we'll run it by him.
Right? Didn't they kill some cops at a gas station or something?
I don't
remember. It was a long time ago.
I feel like that might not
stuff
be true.
Happened.
None of it is true.
Bad things happened. And it was just Easter. We got to agree, Jesus was a pretty good dude, right?
Yeah.
Right.
We can all agree on that.
I'm back, and we're like, yay.
Maybe he is back, Allie. Maybe he's coming back. Because History Channel has a new show that teams up scientist George Bizzy, who has got a lot on his plate, by the way. I'm surprised he has time to do this show.
So dumb!
And Pastor Joe Basile. Joe Basile, Pastor Joe,
right?
Scientist George,
mm-hmm.
teaming up for a new History Channel show called...
Jesus.
Close. The Jesus Strand. A search for DNA.
Oh. No, not smoking weed. Sorry, Alan.
Joe and George are going to team up with their crew, and they travel from Spain to Italy to Israel to find artifacts and relics in an attempt to collect what they think is the DNA of Jesus Christ.
Well, don't send it to Ancestry.com. I'm still waiting on mine. Yeah. It's been 4 months.
Well, they have priorities.
Insane.
They have priorities.
It is
right?
Insane.
They have Jesus' DNA to first to deal with.
Wasn't that what that Tom Hanks movie was about? The Dan Brown book?
Forrest Gump?
No.
Castaway?
No.
That thing you do.
That Jesus had a lineage that you could follow?
The Sign of Christ.
No, all the movies that were...
The Green Mile.
No. The Green Mile.
Bachelor Party.
Nope.
Big.
Castaway.
Said it. Listen to me. Pay attention.
Inferno
yes.
movies and all the different ones.
Yes.
Fern
the
Gully.
Dan Brown book.
Come on
Inferno
now.
Inferno Gully.
God damn it.
Joe versus Volcano.
I work with idiots.
Splash.
Now you know what it feels like.
You've got miles.
Bosom buddies.
Buddy pit.
A League of Their Own?
Thank you, Dave.
Turner and Hooch.
Nothing ringing a bell?
Nope.
I'm just saying, you get the DNA of Jesus.
Right.
Yeah.
And whatever with identifying his descendants, make yourself a new one.
Oh, make a new Jesus.
Get in the lab.
Well, what do you think they're going to do with the DNA?
Identify his descendants.
What do you think?
The thing I
clone
just
him
said.
Clone him right up.
The thing I just said.
Clone him up is what I thought.
No, they're not going to clone him
of
up.
Of course they are.
Clone him right
Jesus.
Up.
Right. You clone him right up.
They're
that's
not
what you
going
do?
To do that, but that's what I would
that.
Do.
Right.
I'd bring him back and have him start kicking some ass and taking some names.
It's science.
Jesus kicked ass.
He would. This Jesus would.
He would.
Yeah, because I'd get him in the gym early. Take him to some MMA gym.
Please
we'd start
stop.
Working out and say, you know what, Jesus? The old ways may have been okay then. But first of all, we're not speaking no Aramaic, and we're not turning the other cheek.
Okay.
We're going to be busting some cheeks.
All right. What about water into wine?
All of that, too.
Okay, cool.
He's going to do it all. He's going to water wine it. He's going to be busting ass. He's going to be taking names. He's going to say, you know what? Forgiveness is fine, but cut out this BS. He's going to start making people come correct. It's a new Jesus in town, baby. You better watch yourself. It's my series on History Channel. Hope they all show up and watch. Ass-kicking JC. Today's celebrity birthdays. James Woods is 70 years old today. Rick Moranis turned 64. Ventriloquist Jeff Dunham. Dunham.
Total net worth, do we have that?
$150 million, is that what it was, Allie, when we looked it up?
Like 120 or 130.
Yeah.
$130 million that guy has because of that puppet.
Yeah. I'm made of wood and I'm angry and I'm old. Oh, come on, Grandpa Splinters. Why are you so upset? Because kids today, right? $130 million right there. Oh. Conan O'Brien's 54. No one can see you, Allie.
Yeah.
She's doing like a cheerleader thing. She
I
loves
love him so much.
Maria Bello's 50. Ding. David Tennant's 46. Melissa Joan Hart's 41. Kourtney Kardashian's 38 years old. America Ferrera's 33. Rosie Huntington-Whiteley is 30. Britt Robertson, 27 years old. And Chloe Bennett from Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is 25. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I think they're saying feels good.
I think instead of Papa. Papa. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:37.
Play it again. Play it again. Let's see. Play the whole song.
The whole song again?
I want to hear the whole thing.
How do we can't play the whole song again?
I don't think we have.
I don't think it's Papa. It's called Feels Good.
Right?
Right.
Papas feel good.
Okay. Oh. All right.
Jeez. No, Ralph. Good Lord.
Come on, feel Papa. Papa feels good.
Nope. No one's looking.
Guess no one's feeling then.
Right.
This is not show business, but it is good news, and I wanted to share it. I don't know if you guys heard or not the breaking news that that Facebook murderer, Steve Stevens, he has been found dead this morning. Apparently, he was in Pennsylvania. He was identified by members of the Pennsylvania State Police in Erie County, Pennsylvania. Then after a brief pursuit, Stevens shot and killed himself, according to state police there in Pennsylvania. So the manhunt for that piece of garbage who not only killed an innocent elderly foundry worker named Robert Godwin Sr., what was he, 74, 75 years old today, just collecting aluminum cans after he spent Easter with some of his kids, shot live on Facebook by this piece of garbage at random. And the guy said he wanted to kill other innocent people as well, and that's when the manhunt started, and now apparently he is dead by his own hand, which sadly comes too late.
Yeah, no kidding.
For Robert Godwin Sr. and his family, but that's over. It's beyond comprehension.
It's
beyond comprehension how someone could do that to someone they don't even know. And to want to broadcast it on Facebook Live as some sort of weird attempt, I guess, to get attention. It baffles. It baffles your basic sense of humanity and everything you believe in about, you know, a lot of people have problems and things are hard all over for a lot of folks, but you'd like to think that there's some strain of decency that exists deep down in all of us. And often that,
I think there is in most.
Is shaken.
I think there is in most, but some guys like this come along, man.
This guy apparently used to mentor teens, and, I mean, who knows what set him off the rails, but he had gambling debts, apparently, and relationship problems, but,
yeah.
Unreal. Let's get on to better news, like the fact that Bill Nye's coming to make it all right. Bill Nye is returning television to a show called Bill Nye Saves the World, and it needs saving more than ever, and Bill Nye's just here to do it. Is no one else happy about this? Talking Bill Nye, people.
I mean, I like Bill Nye.
Did you not watch the Bill Nye Show religiously in the 90s?
Are you
was
asking me?
Was I the only one who didn't watch Bill Nye? That's true.
Are you asking me?
It taught you things and stuff and facts about things, Kevin. So I can't imagine you were interested at all.
I would watch occasionally.
I mean, when he did the Deflategate Ideal Gas Law thing and he was so wrong, I was like, can I trust this guy? So I was
out.
It
all comes back to the freaking Patriots for you, doesn't it?
I was out on Bill.
Bill Nye is a god.
Who was incorrect about the Ideal Gas Law.
Bill Nye rules. His show, by the way, is still on MeTV. You can watch it. I watch it with the kid all the time. You learn everything about everything from Bill Nye. The pollution and how your body works and how the atmosphere works and air, water, just everything in the world is described and to perfection by Bill Nye. Well, he's coming back. Netflix is going to bring him back to television on April 21st, just a couple days.
It's Friday.
From now, Friday. Earth Day. We get more Bill Nye. Cannot wait. It's called Bill Nye Saves the World. They just released the new theme, the updated theme for his new show.
You don't sound excited by this.
Because it blows.
Oh, no.
Tyler, the creator, did it for Bill Nye. Tyler, the creator, came along to give Bill Nye his new updated theme song. And here's the thing. God damn it. The first theme song was awesome. Bill Nye, the science guy. Science rules. Come on.
I don't know the theme song. I don't know the theme song.
I hate everything about you. I'm going to play you the good theme song.
Okay.
And then I'm going to play what Tyler, the creator, has done to it.
Okay.
Here's the good one.
Bill Nye, the science guy. Right?
Bill.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Science rules.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Inertia is a property of matter.
Science Guy.
Come on!
I mean, I'd keep that.
That's awesome.
Why don't you just keep that?
Because Tyler the Creator came along.
Right.
And now we have this.
Bill. Save the world. Save the world. Woo. Bill. Woo. Bill. Woo. Bill.
Yeah. No!
Zero for effort. Zero for style.
No!
Zero for star quality. And you know what? I'm being generous.
No!
Does he talk about science at all?
No!
No.
Just Bill, woo, 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 woo.
Oh. I wonder if he couldn't bring over the original song to Netflix. Maybe there were...
Maybe somebody else owned
it?
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
Rights or something.
Well, do better than that.
You'd think.
Bill. Save the world. Save the world. Woo, Bill. Woo, Bill. Woo, Bill. Woo, Bill.
Really?
I mean, it's
what
not...
a half-assed effort that is. Bill needs to save his theme song first before he saves the world. Damn it.
So you love it.
First one's awesome.
Bill Nye, the Science Guy.
They play that in the interim in between the commercial breaks on that show. And every time it goes to commercial, I'm sitting home watching with the kid, and I go, Bill Nye, the Science Guy. After a couple of days, my wife turned to me and said, you do that every time it goes to the commercial. Stop doing that now.
So you annoy people in your house
Bill
as
Nye
well as
will
here.
Be right back. Bill Nye, the Science Guy. And I sing along. Oh, you know what the problem is? I enjoy life too much.
Maybe
that's
if you,
what it is.
Maybe if you upgraded to the new song, your family would like
Bill,
it more.
Bill, 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 Bill.
Ralph, why don't you work on a song, and then we'll play it and see if Bill is listening, and then he can use it.
We'll play it in case Bill's listening to our show, and maybe it'll
just
get to
him.
Just
in the hopes that that
we'll
one day...
We'll just put it out there, and maybe he'll just hear it.
Just spitballing. I haven't thought it through.
Well, take some time. Okay. You think about it, and then you get back to us, okay? Put it down on paper.
Wow, you're bringing the crazy extra hard today, huh?
Submit your great ideas on paper and then mail them to us.
Okay. But you're right here. I can't just...
No.
No, okay.
No. No.
Right. That's not how it works.
The whole point. Fair. You're ruining the whole system.
Okay.
Gumming up the works. Today's celebrity birthdays. James Woods is 70 years old today. Actor Rick Moranis turns 64. The rarely seen Rick Moranis these days.
That's true.
But he was just recently at the Habs Rangers game.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the audience. It was a big deal. Everybody was like very excited to see him. Jeff Dunham is 55 years old today. He's that ventriloquist with the old man puppet who makes too much money.
Yeah.
Conan O'Brien's 54. Maria Bello, she's 50 years old today. David Tennant, you remember him as Doctor Who, 46 years old. Melissa Joan Hart is 41. Kourtney Kardashian is 38. America Ferrera is 33. Rosie Huntington-Whiteley is 30. Britt Robertson is 27. Actress Chloe Bennett is 25 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show as Beat.
Take her off on your drive home today. Listen to a commercial.
Bill Nye, the Science Guy.
Listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning on all-new Kevin and Bean Show, it's Wednesday morning. And that means that we have the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
Mm.
Very excited. Mm. Very excited. Piggy, Piggy Smalls, right?
Nope. He's the illest.
Right?
Yeah.
Bill Nye, the Science Guy.
comedian Bert Kreischer and comedian Maz Gibrani also on the program tomorrow on the Kevin and Bean Show.